We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishem, Ham Yaakov ben Pitchas Eliyahu, where in others, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya and Avtalion, they were the next Zug, Shmaya the Nasi, Avtalion the Av Beis Din, and they received the tradition, the Mesorah, from who came before them, as we mentioned, Shimon ben Shatach and Yehuda ben Tabai. Now, Shmaya and Avtalion, the Bar Tanur says, Geri Tzedekayu, they were converts, Umunei Banav Shel Sancheiriv Heim. In fact, they were descendants of Sancheiriv, the king of Assyria. And how were they able to serve on the Sanhedrin? That's a question. A person cannot serve on the Sanhedrin as a ger, and even a position of communal authority is a question. So how was that possible? So some claim that if you don't really have anyone else, and in fact they were the teachers of Hillel and Shammai. They were the greatest of their generation. So they, in fact, there was no one of that stature. Therefore, they could be in that position. Others say that maybe they were not Geri Tzedek themselves, but they descended from converts, and therefore they were able to be in that position. And others claim maybe the Psak Halacha they did not give. They sat on the Sanhedrin, and they certainly taught and were deliberated, but that in terms of Psak Halacha, they could not serve giving the Psak Halacha. So, Shmaya Avtalion Kibluhem, what does Shmaya teach us? Shmaya Omer Ehov Es HaMalacha. You should love Malacha. What does it mean to love Malacha? So it means, says the Bar Tanura, Afilu Yesh Lo B'malis Parnis, a person is independently wealthy. He has what to make a living. In other words, the person should love doing work. Chayiv lasuk b'malacha shahabatala mevia lidei shi'amum. Because batala, just sitting around doing nothing, brings a person to boredom and eventually almost insanity. The Gemara in Ksuva speaks about a case where a woman has nothing to do, so there are obligations that she has in a marriage, even if she can bring in a certain amount of maidservants to do all of the work. So she has to do certain things on her own, so she doesn't go insane. We can't. Therefore, everyone should love doing malacha as well, because it keeps the yetzahara away. It's beneficial for a person's health to do malacha, to be involved, to exercise, to be moving around. We should love malacha in the sense that we should prefer to do malacha than to be involved in theft and other ways of making money. So that's what it means. The Mishnah says ehov es hamalacha. Then the Mishnah says usnas harabanas. Shmaya tells us we should hate Rabbanus. Rabbanus means positions of authority. So different ways to explain this. The Bar Tanura says, "V'lo tomar adam gadol ani uginai li la'asok b'malacha." So he says, "Oh, this relates to the previous statement. It's beneath my dignity to be involved in malacha, in menial labor, and I should be in a position of rabbanus, of authority. It's beneath my dignity." So that's what it means. Ehova samalacha usunas harabbanus. So you should not feel that you should be in this position of great respect, where you command respect, and therefore you should not have to be involved in menial labor. So in fact, some of the greatest people, Abba Chilkiah worked on a farm, Hillel was a wood chopper, so some of our greatest teachers were involved, Rav Kahana as well. We assume that our greatest of teachers loved malacha and sunas rabbanus. They didn't desire to be in a position of authority. Bar Tanura gives another parish. This parish acher usunas harabanos hisnaheg milin hog srara latzibur shaharabanos mekaberes es baleha. This means that a person should avoid positions of authority. Position of authority literally buries those people. A person should avoid these communal leadership positions, unless it's something that no one else is able to do. But here it leads people not only mekaberes es baleha, not only in a literal sense, but it leads people away from Torah sometimes. It leads, doesn't give people enough time to learn Torah. It leads to jealousy very often. Person uses their power sometimes and instills fear in the people who are subject to the person's authority. So it affects a person physically and spiritually. And if it's not something a person needs to do, it should be avoided. And the Mishnah concludes, "V'altis vada la rashus." A person should not be known to the rashus. Rashus is a reference usually to the government, and here it means, and we'll learn in the second parak of Mishnah that seems similar. We'll try to distinguish between the two. A person should not make himself known by the government. So that is, so he's not placed in a position of authority on behalf of the government. That also could lead people to problems, being overly
and not only that, but be very friendly with the government. Also, something this that can have a negative effect on a person's ethics and morals, as we know of governmental officials. So don't be known too well to the Russians, either to be in a position of authority in that way, related to the government, or to be just even not in that position, just to be too friendly. Bartonura tells you, gives you an example. He says, Kamosha Eira Ledoeg HaAdomi, like happened to Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg HaAdomi is one of the few people who have no chelik in Olam Haba. Who was he? He was, we assume, the head of the Sanhedrin, and yet, according to our tradition, and he was an advisor to Shaul HaMelech, and when David HaMelech came to seek refuge, food, whatever, from Achimelech the Kohen in the city of Nov, and all he wanted, and Achimelech did not conspire at all with David against Shaul, rather he just wanted to give him something to eat and a sword he needed to protect himself. He slandered David. This is a famous example of Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, and because of that, Shaul had Doeg kill the 85 Kohanim in the city of Dov. More than that, it says Meolela Yoneki kid, and the animals, the children, the women, etc. The entire city of Nov Ir HaKohanim, and this was all because of he was too close to Shaul. He felt he needed to defend Shaul, of course, who was out to kill David, and this is an example of someone who was too known to the Rashus, to the leader. Why do we call the government Rashus? Some say it's because they give themselves Rashus to do whatever they like to do. So that's those are three teachings now of Shmaya. Now, if you look at the second perek, we also speak about Rashus. A person shouldn't be too close to the government, and there the Mishnah says in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Hevo Zehurin Barashus. Person should be very cautious regarding the government. Why? She'ein Mekarvin Lo La'adam El Torach Atzman. We'll learn the Mishnah because they're very selfish. It's only they're only friendly with towards you for their own benefit. They look like they're close to you, but eventually they're not going to be there in your time of need. So that's what the government is. It looks like they like you, but when you really need need them, you realize that it was all for their benefit and not for your benefit. So what is this Mishnah teaching me? That Mishnah, why do I need another Mishnah? Altis Vadala Rashus. So different ways to explain why we need both Mishnayot. So one explanation is our Mishnah is Altis Vadala Rashus. Don't become even known to them at all. That's where someone wants a relationship with some government official because this person has only his personal benefit. He wants a position of authority and the like. So there we say you have to stay away from them completely. But the next Mishnah, what do you mean? It says Hevi Zehirin Barashus. You have to be cautious. What it means, have to be cautious, means somehow he obviously already has a relationship with the government. Sure, that's where someone who's there to take a position we need people in certain positions so that they have a relationship with government officials so they could benefit the community, and a person should associate with them, and that's important to intercede upon on behalf of the Jewish community. So on the other hand, nonetheless, the Mishnah is there telling us heavy zehirin. Yes, nothing wrong if the community needs someone in that position. You should be there, and you should certainly intercede on behalf of the Jewish community and have some relationship with governmental officials. Nonetheless, you have to be careful with them. You have to be cautious. Another possibility is that a person should, our Mishnah saying, don't actively look out to have some relationship with the government. That means altis vada, don't make yourself even known to them. The next Mishnah says, no, if you're already known to them, you didn't actively do so, but they happen to know who you are, so then, well, of course, we tell you need to be cautious. Okay, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph, Avtalion Omer. So Avtalion teaches us, and in fact, the name Avtalion, according to some, is not really his name at all. The Bartonura had said, earlier, we didn't read it, Avtalion, he said, Vishamati, in the previous mission, Shebimneshaya Avtalon Av based in, it was an Av based in, Nikra Bishem Ze'av as the father, Shepishu Av Lektan, the word Talia,
Tes, Lamed, Yud, Aleph in Aramaic means children. He was the father of children. He was an Av based, and according to some, he was a guardian for children. So therefore, they gave him that title, Avtalion, even though that may not have been his real name. Avtalion Omer. Chachamim, Hizaru b'divreichem. Chachamim, you have to be very careful with your teachings. You have to be very clear. Your words should not be ambiguous at all, because if people misunderstand what you're doing, says the Bar Tanur, Shelo Tanichu Makom Leminim Litos b'divreichem. Don't give space, don't give room for the heresy to somehow make a mistake in your words, or to take your words and interpret them in their own way. Because what may happen? Shema Tahuvu Chovas Golus, because this may lead, you may be now chayav liable to Golus for the Jewish people. V'tigul l'makom mayim haroim, and you'll be exiled to a place of bad waters. We'll have to explain what all this means. V'yishtu ha-talmidim ha-boim acharim yamusu. Then, this sounds like a metaphor here, and the talmidim will then drink these bad waters that come, the talmidim will come after, will drink the bad waters, v'yamusu, and they will die. V'imtzav shem shamayim mischalel, and God's name will now, mischalel, will now be desecrated. So what does this mean? So Bar Tanur says that even in a place, you'll say, hold on 1 second. I'm not going to be, I don't have to be so clear. I have these talmidim, wonderful. They're serious. They're sincere. They're not heretics at all. I don't have to worry about that misinterpreting what I'm teaching. He says, no. Yesh lachush l'shema yigrom hachet v'tzischayivu galus. No, what's going to happen is maybe eventually Jewish people will be exiled from where they are, from places of Torah. V'tiglu l'makom she'esham anashim she'marim panim b'Torah. What's going to happen? You now eventually, because you're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, from other certain communities, you're now in a place where it's a desert. And many of the people who you now are teaching are in fact heretics. So you want to make sure that your Torah, the Torah you're teaching at all times, even whether you don't, heretics are not in your audience right now, because if you teach hello, if you go teach in an ambiguous fashion, they are, it will be eventually misinterpreted, because what's going to happen? Tiglu l'makom mayim haroim, what's the mayim haroim? Behem kinuye l'mayim haroim, said the Bar Tanur. That's a nickname for mayim haroim. The bad waters are the heretics that may be in other places. V'yavin mitoch divreichem divarim shenam agunim, based on your words, because you haven't been teaching very clearly, and they're going to misinterpret them. And then the talmidim come afterwards. They're going to drink from those waters, divrei minos, the words of the heresy, based on the misinterpretation of the yamusu bavonam. And because of the heresy, they're going to follow, not going to follow the halacha properly, and unfortunately, they're going to die because of their sin. And the Mishnah concludes, V'nimsa Hashem Shemai Mischal, Hashem's name is going to be desecrated. And Bar Tanur gives the example of what we know already from Antigonos Ishsocho, with Sadok and Baisus, his students. He taught them, don't be like Avadim or Mishamshin, the Rav Amas L'Kabar Pras. They misinterpreted this to mean, oh, there must be no Olam Haba, because he is telling me we should serve God without any plan for reward. So they, how could it be? A Poel does Malach, it's not going to be paid. So that was ambiguous. He should have been a little more clear with his teaching, and that's in fact what happened. Hashem's name was Mischalel. The Bar Tanur concludes, what happened? V'yatzu l'minus, they ended up going, abandoning Torah to heresy. Heim v'talmidem, and then the future generations as well. V'nekroyim tzedukim v'baisusim arayom, until today. That's what they're called. These are those who we know disregarded the Torah Shebaal Peh, and only studied and followed the Torah Shebichsav. So this is what happened, because Antigonos and others like him may not have been very clear with their teachings. And Hashem's name is desecrated. Talmidim who follow afterwards are going to drink these Mayim Haraim and V'yamusu, and will die from their sinful behavior because of the teacher who was not clear, as Avtalion taught us. Hizaharu Chacham, you have to be careful with your words and how you teach.